Here's a story suitable for Valentine's Day weekend. A love story, but a love story with political content. It's in a new book called Vera and the Ambassador, Escape and Return. Well, we're joined by Vera and the Ambassador. Their last name is Blinken. This book by Donald and Vera Blinken, Escape and Return. Obviously, this is about Hungary because, Ambassador Blinken, you were the U.S. ambassador in Budapest, Hungary, in the mid-90s under President Clinton. But that's not when you met your wife, Vera.
No, we met many years before that in New York. We'd been busy with our activities in New York and did not return to Hungary. Vera had not gone back to Hungary from early 1950s until 1987.
And Mrs. Blinken, you and your family escaped communism when you left Hungary, right?
That's right, exactly. My father died at a very early age in 1948, and my mother took me out of there in 1950.
And so you became an American with everything that entails. You even met an American man who obviously was up and coming. Donald's done very well.
That's right.
And one of the best things he says he did was meeting you. How did you meet?
We met actually on a blind date. We were fixed up. We had both been divorced. When Donald walked through my door, I just knew that was it. It took him a little longer to come to that same conclusion.
Ambassador Blinken, in some way, was it exotic to meet a former Hungarian?
Exotic may be the wrong word. It was certainly different. And I remember during our confirmation hearing, Senator Biden, who was then chairing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, during my confirmation interview, said, Mr. Blinken, you're going to be finding the Hungarian people rather interesting and difficult to deal with. I said, not at all, Senator. My mother-in-law is Hungarian.
As a U.S. diplomat, did that make things easier that you arrived with, I'll call her a Hungarian wife?
Not really easier. It made it possible because I don't speak Hungarian, and no adult can really learn Hungarian without spending a full year doing nothing else, which I didn't have time to do. But Vera speaks Hungarian, so going back with her made everything possible. I would not have been able to do the job at all, I think, without her being there, because she really was my co-ambassador and entree to Hungarians outside of government.
Mrs. Blinken, were you concerned about returning to that country? I mean, it was no longer communist by the time you went in 1994. And in fact, over the years, you know, Hungary had a reputation of being an easygoing, not very oppressive country. But still, were you concerned about returning to live there?
I was very concerned. I went back for the first time, actually, in 1987, after not having been there for 37 years. And I was quite convinced that they were going to keep me there because my mother and I escaped illegally. And I kept saying to Donald, you know, are you going to help me to get out of jail if they keep me there? But what I was concerned about is how am I going to feel? I was concerned that there will be a pull back to Hungary. And indeed there was, but I found that it was good. Because, as Donald said, the Hungarians felt that I was very approachable because I was one of them and I could speak the language. When we were ambassadorial seminar, the spouses were given different lectures, and part of it was, what kind of a supportive wife are you going to be? Are you going to be the kind who says, well, I came with you, but I'm a writer or I'm a painter, and that's what I'm going to do? Or are you going to participate in everything that your spouse does, and I try to do that.
You could get tickets to just about anything and get invited to all the great dinners.
Yes, they call Hungary a 10-pound post, which means that if you spend a couple of years there, you're bound to gain 10 pounds.
Our former envoy to Hungary, that's Donald Blinken with Vera Blinken, authors of a book, a memoir called Vera and the Ambassador, Escape and Return. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you
Our
so
pleasure.
Much.
Please keep in mind, you can hear us anytime you want to. Do an internet search for three words, CBS Weekend Roundup. You'll find our podcast. Just click to download or listen. I'm Dan Ravive. Bye.
You've been listening to the CBS News Weekend Roundup. The program is produced in the Washington Bureau of CBS News. The executive producer is Howard Arenstein.